My name is Dr. Kenneth Sherman, Professor of Medicine at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. This is an IAS USA module on the natural history of hepatitis C infection. Today, I will be covering the following key points on the natural history of HCV infection: spontaneous clearance versus the development of chronic infection, variable outcomes of chronic infection, and predictors related to the rate of progression of hepatic fibrosis. We will first talk about spontaneous clearance versus chronic infection. Following an acute infection of hepatitis C virus, clearance will occur in 10 to 35% of infected individuals. Those who do not clear will progress to development of a chronic hepatitis C infection. This occurs at a rate of between 65 to 90% of all those infected with hepatitis C. Chronicity is determined by the presence of an infection for greater than 6 months. There are a number of predictors that affect the outcome of acute infection. These include the IL-28B genotype, which we will talk about more in a few moments, quasi-species diversification, the size and source of the inoculum, the immune status of the patient, and can be prognosticated by the presence of clinical features, including development of jaundice, which is actually considered a good prognostic marker of likelihood of clearance. In the next slide, we will look in more detail at IL-28B. IL-28B is a genetic host polymorphism that is present on chromosome 19. In a GWAS, a genome-wide study, looking for factors that are associated with both spontaneous clearance of hep C and likelihood of clearance in response to interferon-based therapy, a number of specific single nucleotide polymorphisms were identified in the IL-28B gene region of chromosome 19. IL-28B is a gene that codes for lambda interferon, one of the elements of the innate immune response of the body to try and fight off infections. On the next slide, you see the various polymorphisms and the likelihood of HCV clearance by their presence, which is independent of the ancestry or race of the patient. One has an allele from each parent present in their genomic structure. TT means that one has T's from each parent on each allele. CT is 1C and 1T, and then one can also have CC, which represents 2 C's, one from each parent. Regardless of one's ancestry or genetic background, the presence of CC is associated with a greater likelihood of clearance, while those who have TT have a lower likelihood of clearance. On the next slide, we can see the relative proportions of the presence of these alleles in various sites around the world. In Africa, TT is predominant. Therefore, people of African ancestry are less likely to clear virus either spontaneously or in response to interferon-based therapy. In contrast, those living in Asia are more likely to have CC, and CC is associated with greater rates of spontaneous clearance and treatment-associated clearance. Rates tend to be mixed at relatively equal in the United States and Europe. On the next slide, we see a representation of the natural history of Hep C then. Patients are infected with a virus and develop symptomatic or asymptomatic acute Hep C. 75 to 85% approximately will go on to chronic hepatitis. Of those, about 20% will progress to cirrhosis in a 20-year period. And for those who progress to cirrhosis, over time, about 20% will decompensate and 1 to 4% per year will develop hepatocellular carcinoma. This slide shows us that the rate of outcome is determined by the rate of fibrotic progression, and that this is highly variable in individuals. For those that have slow rates of fibrotic progression, one can see a relatively mild course over a 40 or more year period. Some people have a much more rapid and progressive course leading to cirrhosis in as short as 20 years or even less in some cases. So we need to examine what factors might impact the rate of fibrosis progression. On the next slide, we see a number of factors listed. These include older age and infection is associated with faster rates of progression. Males have faster fibrotic progression than women. Those who drink alcohol are at risk for greater fibrotic progression because alcohol potentiates that process. It is difficult to determine the effects of low levels of alcohol use, though data clearly shows that drinking more than approximately 4 to 5 drinks per day is associated with rapid progression in the setting of hepatitis C. Because it is difficult to differentiate the effects of low-level alcohol use, most hepatologists recommend that patients with Hep C do not drink alcohol. HIV infection is an independent factor for increased rates of fibrotic progression, particularly in those with low CD4 counts less than 200. Effective HIV treatment with antiretroviral agents appears to modulate this and is an important adjunct to the therapy of patients with chronic Hep C co-infections. In the post-liver transplant setting, very rapid progression rates have been described, particularly in the setting of a syndrome that is associated with fibrosing cholestatic hepatitis. Quasi-species complexity has been identified as an independent factor predicting outcome, though this is not a routinely available laboratory test. It represents a research modality. And finally, the presence of comorbid liver diseases will modify rates of progression and lead to more rapid progression when those other processes are present. In the next slide, we see the clinical outcomes of cirrhosis. Cirrhosis represents the presence of scar surrounding the liver lobule. When this scar is present, blood flow through the liver is impeded, which causes portal hypertension. And portal hypertension leads to the development of esophageal varices, ascites, hepatic encephalopathy, splenomegaly, and thrombocytopenia. Another complication of cirrhosis is the development of hepatocellular carcinoma. The rates of developing these complications are shown in the next slide. The blue line represents the rate of hepatic decompensation, meaning the development of ascites, encephalopathy, or bleeding varices among patients who have cirrhosis. This occurs at a rate of 5 to 6% per year. Thus, once a person becomes cirrhotic, approximately half of them will experience hepatic decompensation within a 10-year period. Hepatic decompensation must be managed with liver transplantation, or it leads to death in over 50% of patients within a 3-year period. The other primary complication of cirrhosis is hepatocellular carcinoma. Hepatocellular carcinoma will occur at a relatively linear rate of 1 to 2% per year and will result in the presence of tumors which are treatable again with liver transplantation if caught at a relatively early stage. This is why it is important to initiate screening for hepatocellular carcinoma in all patients that have cirrhosis. So in summary, most people who are infected with hepatitis C will progress to a chronic disease state. A variety of factors determines the individual risk of clearance versus chronicity, though host gene factors associated with IL-28B are the most important. Chronicity leads to variable rates of fibrotic progression, and progression of fibrosis eventually ends at cirrhosis, which leads to the development of end-stage liver disease and hepatocellular carcinoma.